Three-way, a trio of open-minded lovers explore pleasure together. Written by Sydney Citrovon. Dee let out a nervous breath as she stepped into the swanky uptown New York City apartment and quietly closed the door behind her. It had been left unlocked as planned. She removed her jacket and looked around. Her eyes fell on a pair of jeans haphazardly discarded on the sofa, decidedly out of place in the otherwise spotless dwelling. But of course, she knew the reason why the errant article of clothing was there. Dee slowly turned around. A smile curled its way onto her lips. Warmth grew between her legs and her body tingled. It was happening. Again. Dee took a few more steps, then paused. From where she stood, she could easily see into the adjoining bedroom. Her eyes fell upon the gorgeous, nearly naked bodies of her new friends, Steve and Leanne. They were kissing passionately, arms and legs entangled with one another on the bed, seemingly oblivious to Dee standing there. Dee dared to move closer to the bedroom, listening to the soft moaning. With each step, the flood of memories rushed back into focus until they overwhelmed her senses. Had it been 2 weeks? Could it possibly have been that long since Dee experienced the most erotic night of her life? The heat between her legs surged. Her nipples hardened. Her mouth went dry. She reached for the top button on her shirt. 2 weeks ago, Dee had spent the night in this very same apartment, a three-story walk-up that belonged to Steve and Leanne. The fun, outgoing couple were among the first friends Dee made after moving to the Big Apple. They had welcomed her warmly, showing her the sights of the city and helping her get settled into the exciting, yet intimidating, metropolis. Dee had already fallen in love with the pulsing energy and non-stop adventure of her new life, and night after night, she found herself dancing and sharing cocktails in swanky clubs until the wee hours of the morning with the fun, outgoing couple. Dee wasn't exactly certain which club and what drink marked the moment where she felt something more for Steve and Leanne that went beyond friendship. She only knew that once she felt that desire, there was no turning away from it. Dee began planning their nights out together as if she were dating the couple. She wore revealing outfits with skin-tight skirts to show off her sexy toned legs and skimpy braless tank tops where she made sure both Leanne and Steve caught a glimpse of her hard nipples straining against the fabric. Back home in her conservative small town, Dee never would have been caught dead wearing such scandalous outfits, but being in New York brought out a sexy, rebellious side to her, a side she quickly learned to love. As the night progressed, Dee grew more and more comfortable with her friends and more attracted to each of them. She doubled her efforts in flirting, giggling, laughing, levering a lingering touch on their arm. At first, it was just Leanne who Dee focused on, swaying her body seductively while dancing closely in the dark corners of a club, music pumping and the air thick with fog and strobe lights. Dee was so bold as to grace her hand against Leanne's bare leg, feeling an electric spark race through her when she did so. Dee wanted so very much to slide her hand up under Leanne's skirt and wished that her friend would do the same to her. She longed to feel Leanne caressing her, to feel her hand riding up between her thighs, her fingertips pressing against her lace panties where Dee was growing so very, very wet. Dee stared directly into Leanne's gorgeous blue eyes, her mouth slightly parted, tongue resting between her pretty pink lips, heavy with lip gloss, almost daring her friend to kiss her right there in the club. She never did, but she didn't push Dee away. Emboldened, Dee employed her same suggestive tactics on Steve, allowing her bare thighs to slip between his legs as she moved her body in a rhythm that seemed to belong to the entire city. Dee lost herself in these moments, perhaps allowing her hands to linger a bit too long on Steve's neck or his waist, acting as if they were more than just friends. She imagined him pulling her into him, thrusting his tongue in her mouth as Leanne watched, unable to keep from kissing her any longer. He never did, but he didn't push Dee away either. Finally, one night, in the dark downstairs of a club, Dee made her move. Maybe it was the fact that she barely knew another soul in the sprawling city of 10 million people and had nothing to lose. Or maybe it was the fact that she wanted to prove to herself she had let go of the small town girl inside of her for good. Either way, she felt the desire inside her take over. After a few drinks, she took Leanne's hand, then Steve's. Slowly, she led them both out to the dance floor and began swaying between them. The DJ's playlist was pure heat. The floor was packed with sexy, attractive people. The atmosphere was electric. Dee swayed closer and closer to Leanne until her body was pressed up against hers. She hooked her fingers around Leanne's waist and pulled her close, then pressed her lips to Leanne's and kissed her. Leanne's lips were warm and soft. Dee slid her tongue in her mouth, her hands finding the swell of Leanne's breasts, then moving down her fit, firm body. The fire inside her intensified. The world disappeared. Dee lost herself in the hypnotic astrosphere of the dark club and pulsing music. She abruptly pulled away. Dee turned to Steve and kissed him with the same passion that she had Leanne. She ran her hands through his hair, her body pressed against his muscled torso, his masculinity in stark contrast to Leanne's soft femininity. Dee pulled away abruptly again, her eyes searching Steve's and Leanne's, her heart racing. A smile flashed on Steve's lips, then Leanne's. "Want to come back to our place?" Leanne asked. As soon as they arrived home, the three friends fell into the bed. No words were spoken. Clothes disappeared, shirts, skirts, shoes and bras piled up on the floor. Dee crawled on top of Leanne, their lips and tongues joining in a soft, sensual, seductive dance. Steve joined in, kissing Dee with an open mouth and exploratory tongue that lit her entire body on fire. It was everything she dreamed of, a man and a woman, a couple who both wanted her as badly as she wanted them. She had never experienced anything like this. The passion between the three was so intense, Dee had to pinch herself to make sure she wasn't actually dreaming back in her own bed alone. No, it was truly happening. They never left the bedroom. Dee allowed the couple to touch her in any way they chose. She allowed them to kiss and explore every inch of her body while she did the same to them. All of her inhibitions slipped away. She came countless times, from fingers, mouths, lips, tongues, a continual rush of orgiastic pleasure that lasted until near dawn. The sun had awakened them, but it hadn't broken the spell. After Dee finally departed, she spent the last 2 weeks reliving each erotic moment she had shared with her new lovers. Each touch, each caress. Every night, alone in her bed, Dee touched herself, trying to recapture the feeling of Leanne's lips on hers, her fingers in her pussy, making her come over and over again. She couldn't stop thinking about Steve, how different from Leanne he felt, and how she wanted him with equal desire. Night after night, she came hard, gasping for breath in the dark, as she imagined both of her lovers ravishing her. When Leanne and Steve called to invite Dee back for a return visit, there was no question if she would accept. Wet with anticipation was an understatement. Dee's body was practically quivering with desire, and she deftly worked the remaining buttons on her shirt and stepped into the bedroom. Leanne's beautiful body was on full display, clad only in a green lace bra and matching panties. Dee drank in her long, toned legs, her supple breasts, and her beautiful skin. The memories from their last encounter flooded her mind. Her entire body tingled, desperate to once again trail her fingers over Leanne's beautiful curves, to run her hands over Steve's bare torso with her naked body pressed between her two friends. Leanne pounced first, grabbing Dee's arm and passionately pulled her to the bed. Without saying a word, Leanne kissed her and ran her fingers through her hair, making Dee shiver with pleasure. The fire that had been smouldering inside of her since the first night they spent together flared. Leanne worked Dee's shirt off as Steve's hungry lips met hers in a flickering exchange of tongues. She gasped as Leanne claimed her hardened nipple, Steve's hands sliding between her legs. Finally, Dee had both of them again. They took turns kissing, their three tongues entwined, teasing, exploring. Dee felt so comfortable, so at ease, as if she had known Steve and Leanne forever. Dee was in heaven, wedged between her two beautiful lovers who wanted nothing more than to share her and pleasure her and touch every part of her body. It was nearly too good to be true. She couldn't wait any longer to bury her tongue in Leanne's exquisite pussy, to once again taste her sweetness. Spreading Leanne's legs, she thrust her tongue deep inside her wet entrance. Leanne gasped, her hips rolling in slow sensual circles as Dee traced the outline of her swollen lips and tongued the hard nub of her clit. Dee lost herself in pleasuring her friend, feasting on her pussy while Steve buried his face between her legs. She gasped as he slid his tongue inside her, spreading her open, torturing her, just as she was doing to Leanne. Dee replaced her tongue with her finger, sliding it inside of Leanne. She watched Leanne's face closely as she spread her lips wider, finding her G-spot. Leanne's gasps grew louder, her eyes sparkling with lust. She clutched the sheets, crying out as her body spasmed with pleasure. Dee smiled. Steve was next. Leanne straddled Steve's face as Dee moved between his legs. She took his thick cock in her hands and ran her tongue along his shaft, savouring the way his bulging tip swelled when she took him in her mouth. Leanne joined her. They took turns pleasuring him, giggling as they licked him, his cock throbbing between their wet, waiting mouths. Dee wanted more. She needed to be fucked. Climbing on top of Steve, she guided his cock into her pussy. Slowly, she lowered herself down, stretching her insides open as she took his full length inside her. She pulled Leanne to her breasts and kissed her, desperate to feel both lovers at the same time. If there was a greater pleasure than fucking a beautiful cock when kissing another woman, Dee couldn't possibly imagine it. Dee stared at Leanne as she rode Steve harder, his thick dick driving deeper and deeper inside her. She wanted Leanne, no, needed her to experience that same pleasure. She slipped off Steve so Leanne could take her place and climbed to the top of the bed. Dee lowered her pussy on Steve's face, grinding her hips on him while she watched Leanne's beautiful body move up and down on his cock. She grabbed the shelf behind her and arched her back. Exquisite. The pleasure she experienced was nothing but exquisite. Wild moans escaped her lips, her inhibitions completely gone. Dee thought this was as good as it could possibly get, and then Leanne leaned forward and stroked her clit as Steve continued to tongue her. Dee gasped. She could barely withstand the combined attention. Her body shuddered as another wave of pleasure overtook her. She climbed off Steve's face, watching as Leanne lay back into the pillows and Steve dove between her legs. Dee devoured Leanne's breasts, still hungry, still wanting more. Three bodies, three lovers, endless possibilities. Steve directed Dee to climb on top of Leanne. He guided his cock back inside of her. Dee cried out, her moans and gasps of pleasure non-stop as Steve fucked her from behind. She was so wet, so aroused, so turned on to the point of being unable to remember where she was. Still, they kept fucking. Steve spread Dee's cheeks so he could penetrate her even deeper. She cried out as he buried his full length into her, hitting her front wall over and over. She arched her back and held onto Leanne as her body began to convulse in a rapid series of orgasms so intense all she could do was cling on until her spasms finally ceased. Now it was Leanne's turn. Dee remained on top of Leanne as Steve swiftly swapped pussies. He raised her leg, driving his cock into Leanne so furiously the entire bed shook. Leanne ravished Dee's breasts, triggering another wave of pleasure. Then Steve was back inside Dee again. His cock felt bigger, spreading her open even wider than before. "Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck," Dee cried out. She had never felt such passion, such incredible pleasure, such unbridled lust coming from two different people for each other and for her. How she had found herself here was beyond her comprehension, but she had no desire to question it right now. For now, she had found her new home. Together, Dee and Steve moved between Leanne's legs. Dee buried her tongue into Leanne's slick folds, finding the tiny hood of her clit. Steve spread Leanne's legs and slipped his tongue into her pussy right next to Dee. Pleasuring Leanne with Steve beside her, Dee felt a new surge of arousal building from deep within. Something primal overtook her entire body, silencing everything but the desire to bring Leanne to the ultimate state of ecstasy. She thrust her tongue even deeper, lapping Leanne's very essence, her face buried in her cunt. Her eagerness to pleasure Leanne was matched only by Steve's fervent desire, as together they brought their gorgeous lover to a climax that ravaged her entire body, leaving her breathless. Dee lost all sense of time. How long had it been since she found the door to the apartment open and her friends waiting for her? How many orgasms did each of them experience? She had no idea. She was losing herself in the passion the three shared. Losing herself in the joy of being fucked while breathing in the musky scent of arousal of another woman. Losing herself to two lovers touching and kissing and possessing every inch of her body. Losing herself as if she were in bed with a single lover, joining in a rhythm where two become one, except this time it was three becoming one. Steve entered Leanne from behind, his thick cock disappearing inside her as she lowered her head between Dee's legs, pleasuring her, licking her pussy, her clit. Dee cried out as Leanne caressed her breasts, sucking her nipples until Dee couldn't possibly take any more, and her moans became cries of ecstasy, then unintelligible whimpering. She spread her legs wider, willing her lovers to take her, to own her, to ravish her body. She was theirs to do whatever they choose. Steve buried his full length inside her again, and she sucked him in, meeting his hard pounding with as much energy as she possessed, each deep thrust of his cock opening her more, driving her closer and closer to the point of no return. Leanne slid between Steve's legs, lavishing his shaft and balls with her tongue. Dee could only stare at what was happening in the bed, trying to make the scene permanent in her mind, trying to capture the feeling of her legs spread open, Steve's cock buried deep in her pussy, Leanne fingering her and licking her. if she could only bottle the moment and relive it any time she chose. She wrapped her arms around her lovers, drawing them to her as closely as she could, begging them to join her in a final release. At last, Dee exploded. Her world went dark. Her climax washed over her, rendering her completely numb. Her body ripped from her soul for a brief moment before finally returning to this plane of existence. Slowly, the blackness was replaced by the dim light streaming through the blinds, revealing once again the three bodies entangled in the bed. Dee's breath returned. Finally, the three rested. Their three breaths once again separated. Finally, their heartbeats settled back down. From the moment Dee met Leanne and Steve, she could tell there was a chemistry between the trio. She'd taken a chance flirting with them so daringly, but it had paid off. For years, Dee wanted to experience what it would be like with another couple, to experience that complete sense of freedom with no jealousy. Back home, she had only met with closed-mindedness. She wasn't certain if everyone she would meet in New York would be this open, but right now, with Leanne's fingers lovingly brushing her hair and Steve's hand gently caressing her back, she didn't care. Dee knew she had found something special, something she had only dreamed about, never thinking that dream could become a reality. She wondered briefly if Steve and Leanne had ever left their door open before for another partner to wander into their bedroom, or if she was the only one who had experienced their passion in such a manner. Did it truly matter? She felt the stirring of gentle, loving caresses and soft, sensual kisses. It was starting up again. The end. If you've enjoyed this audio story, be sure to click on the film link to watch the full experience in beautiful cinematic quality.